Now, the Irish Film and Television Awards are on this coming Friday night, February the 14th, and the Rising Star category has some really talented nominees. Alicia Weir, Anthony Boyle, Aislinn Clarke, and my next guest, Clinton Liberty. Clinton played Kiernan in Normal People. He was Detective Linus Dunn in Graham Norton's Holding, and he plays the hugely popular Adam of Hull in HBO's House of the Dragon. Clinton, it's so lovely to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Miriam. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure. And this, first of all, Clinton Liberty sounds like a made-up name. It's your name.
It's my actual name. It's gorgeous. Yeah, no one ever believes me when I say, no, that's my real name. But they think it's some like sort of acting stage name.
It's fantastic. And you're a Meath man. Tell me about your family.
So, funnily enough, my sister actually named me the name Clinton. I don't know why. But I'm from Meath. I grew up in Meath my whole life. And I went to my primary school, school on Spirit Nave, and then I went to my secondary school, Clochna Hinshe, which was literally 2 minutes down the road from my primary school in a small village called Laytown. And I've lived my whole life there. I've been supported there and it's my home, yeah.
And you have Nigerian background as well?
Yes. I was originally born in Nigeria and then I moved to Ireland when I was 8. And my older brother and my second oldest sister, Felix and Nafi, they were both born in Brooklyn, New York. And the oldest sister, Ivy, she was born in Nigeria as well. So it's like an even split.
But you ended up in Laytown.
Yes.
Which is fab. Now, listen, you play Gaelic football.
Yes,
St. Colin Kills. You're quite a mean footballer, actually. Yeah. Not bad, you were.
No, I wasn't the best. I'd say I was average at best, but I did love it. I played for St. Colin Kills when I was in secondary school, and I also played for Clochna Hinshe, the Gaelic team there. So, yeah, Gaelic boy.
And you were a very good dancer. Tell me about that.
Yeah, dancing was my whole life. It still is. Well, before acting came on board. So I used to dance for the biggest dance school in Ireland called Fit Kids Fit Teens, which is owned by Jacinta Cassidy. And basically, since I was in primary school, I started sort of learning and developing my dance skills, which is actually what gave me my confidence to go into acting. And I went all over the world. I went to Las Vegas to represent Ireland in the World Hip Hop Championships. I was winning competitions in England and the All Irish and English, hip hop Masters. So I really was in it, before the acting came. And it was when my dancing instructor, Rachel Murphy, she decided to sort of set up a dancing agency. And that was where I was able to go on set for the first time, which was Handsome Devil, a film called Handsome Devil by John Butler. And that's where I met Andrew Scott, who was the one who told me to go to the Lear Academy. And that's how it happened.
It's amazing because that you meeting Andrew really did change your life, wasn't it?
Changed everything because I remember being on set. And the funny thing is my mom, because I was like 16, 17, it was in fifth year, I believe. And my mother brought me to the set and, she was literally there from day one, my first day ever on set. And I remember being on set and thinking, oh my God, like, this is an actual job, Miriam. I didn't think people actually got paid to do this. It was a real profession. And at that time in fifth year, you're kind of thinking about what you want to do. I was thinking about doing the thing that would make my parents happy, which was biotechnology and, filling out your CAO and stuff. And then I got this gig and then I'm on set. I'm like, this is what I want to do. And then I asked Andrew, because he's a veteran in the industry, for advice, because I really wanted to train. And he, mentioned sort of several other institutes, but the number one that he sort of, promoted for me was the Lear Academy. He was like, this is the place for you. And I felt like it was fate, Miriam, if I'm being honest, in that moment. And I followed his advice and got in, thank God.
And you landed a role in Normal People, didn't you? Straight out of college, working with Lenny and all those great guys.
I was technically sort of still in college. Well, it was literally me transitioning out of college and then Normal People happened. And it was such a big deal for me because I always wanted to work with Lenny Abramson, who's like one of the greatest directors in Ireland, from Ireland. So, and I learned a lot from that production as well. I learned a lot from Paul. I learned a lot from Lenny about set etiquette, how to work with actors. As a director, how to conserve your energy. I saw all of that from Paul. So a lot of knowledge was sort of taken from that from that production.
And then you got the part in Holding, which is of course based on Graham Norton's book, and you learned an awful lot there as well, didn't you? I mean, we've actually got Conleth Hill here in our show next week. He'll be in talking about King Lear.
I love Conleth.
You learned a lot from all of those actors too, didn't you?
Yes, I learned a lot from Conleth Hill, Siobhan McSweeney, Charlene McKenna, you know, Brenda Fricker. Because these are they were just veteran actors and they're so good. And I was literally just a sponge and I was sponging up as much knowledge as I could. Conleth was giving me advice on just sort of how to navigate my life as an actor, how to, you know, conserve your energy. Literally, he would give me tips on, if you're going to say this line, stay on the mark before you move, then you can deliver the line clearly. Literally technical skills like that. I was on board for all of it, but I was so grateful for that job, because for me, I think it changed my life. It changed everything. And I wouldn't have been able to get that job without Louise Kiley and Kathy Burke. So yeah.
And of course, you were a massive Game of Thrones fan. So then you got the part on the prequel show, House of the Dragon. That must have felt like a dream come true. So tell me about Adam of Hull.
It's the biggest dream come true. I was the biggest Game of Thrones fan. Like, Miriam, I used to warm up in drama school to Game of Thrones soundtracks, you know, before we started class. That's how much of a fan I was. So I play this character called Adam of Hull, and he's a shipwright within the Valyrian fleet, and he basically wants to have a better life for his brother and himself, but he finds that he's not able to do it with the position he finds himself in. So we basically follow his story as he tries to climb up the social ladder and, you know, make a name for himself. And he has a dragon as well called Sea Smoke, so yeah.
We love the dragons.
Yeah, we love dragons.
But I mean, you have a massive social media presence. Does it come, I suppose, partly from that show? And when you're in shows like that, I suppose you get invited, don't you, ever after, to Comic-Con stuff, fan conventions.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that like? Do you enjoy?
It's amazing. I really enjoy it. I remember watching, you know, Comic-Cons on YouTube before I ever had a job, and hoping that one day I'd be able to go to them. And now I have the opportunity to go and meet fans who love House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones as much as I do. So I take every opportunity to do it.
Yeah, which is great.
Thank you.
Talking about heroes, you say your mum is your hero.
Yeah.
It's a really nice thing to say for every mother listening.
Yeah, no, shout out to all the Irish mummies out there looking after the children. We love you and we see you. But my mom is my hero. She's the closest person to me. She has believed in me more than anyone since day one, and she's shown that not just by words, with her actions as well, you know. And it's not an easy thing to believe in a kid who wants to pursue acting as a career, you know. But my mom was there from day one, so, and that's why till this day she's the closest person to me. She's my rock, she's my foundation, she's my everything. So my mom is my superhero.
And in every interview I've been reading about you for my interview with you, everyone says the same thing: your incredible positivity and your glorious smile. Do you get out of bed like this?
Yes, to be honest, because I'm very grateful for, because things could be worse, Miriam, if I'm being honest. So I like to see the bright side in everything. I like to see the positive side in everything. And I feel like it's actually a practical good advice to look for the benefit in every situation that you're in and use it to your advantage, because I do think it does help. I don't think it's being delusional. I think if whatever situation, good or bad, at whatever you're in, if you can see the positive side in it and then work towards getting the outcome that you want, that's practical advice, do you know? And it's changed my life, so I don't see why it can't change someone else's life.
And do you think it's a positive that you're a Black Irish actor? I think at one stage you said something in an interview, Ben, in the UK people used to be surprised that they'd meet Black Irish actors.
Yeah, I used to go to casting rooms and, you know, they'd expect me to be like, "Oh, I hate doing," you know, but I'd come in like, "All right, lads, what's going on? What's the story, Riches?" And they'd be taken aback because they'd just never seen that, you know, a Black Irish actor coming in. So at the moment, of course, it's definitely a positive, and it's a growing thing. You know, I went to the Abbey Theatre to support my friend Patrick Martins, who was brilliant in that play, and Kwaku Fortunes, and, you know, Daryl McCormick. So it's increasing, and I'm very grateful to be a part of that at this moment. But it's definitely a positive thing, for sure.
What does it mean to you for you to get this nomination as one of the Rising Star nominees in the awards next Friday? What does that mean for you?
It means everything to me, Miriam, because, you know, the IFTAs are, it's inherently Irish. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm extremely proud to be is Irish. You know, going, no matter what I do on the international stage, I will always try and bring the light back to Ireland, because Ireland is my home. It's my country. It is, it, you know, she supported me through everything. And in any way I can pay homage to the people who have helped me, my country who's helped me, I always do. So the fact that, you know, it's inherently Irish, and you, the people who have been nominated for it before, these are all actors I love, admire, and respect. And to even be nominated or considered is truly a blessing for me. So I'm really grateful and appreciative of it.
And it's so well deserved, actually. You also, I think you have a strong faith, don't you? And you believe in the power of prayer, say before an audition.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember even before I got this role of House of the Dragon, 4 years prior, I was in my sister's house. I was in her sewing room. And every single day after I prayed, I would speak affirmations every morning for a whole year. I would say, you know, one day I'm going to be a part of a successful HBO show, and I'm going to play a really cool character like Jon Snow, because I love Jon Snow at that point. And at that time, Miriam, there was no spin-off Game of Thrones. There was nothing about a new Game of Thrones TV series. So if you had walked into that room and saw me saying those affirmations, you would have thought I was crazy. But lo and behold, you know, I was really dedicated to saying those affirmations every single day. And 4 years later, you know, I'm playing a character who has a dragon in the biggest show in the world. So, yeah, no, it's a big part of my life.
And I think, would you like to be in Marvel?
Oh, my God, Miriam, yes.
Manifested, oh, isn't that what they say?
I would love to play a lead superhero in a Marvel film, 100%, definitely. That would be a dream come true for me.
Yeah, which is so lovely. And, you know, when you're in big shows like House of the Dragon, and then maybe they end, acting's quite collegiate. It's like having an acting family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that sad then when that ends or not?
I mean, it's I don't know. It definitely is sad, because you'd never want the journey to end. I've been embraced by this House of the Dragon family so beautifully. And I was quite scared coming into it, because they already established season one, which was a massive success. So you feel like the new kid on the block coming in, and you don't want to spoil or ruin things. And I was a bit worried. But when I stepped on set, when I stepped in that read-through room for the first time, everybody just embraced me so openly, and I was so grateful. And like, if I can feel that every single day, you know, for the rest of my life, I will. So it's a really sad thing when these kinds of shows come to an end. So yeah.
But look, you're living in Belfast temporarily now, I know, which is a great city. I love Belfast. But what are your own plans for your career now? I mean, could you see a move to London, to LA? I mean,
For me at the moment, it's just wherever the work is. Ireland will always be my home. So no matter where I go, I will always come back to Ireland. That's a guarantee. But at the moment, you know, being a young actor who's starting his career, I just go wherever the work takes me, you know. And then after I finish working, I come back home to Ireland,
to Laytown
and enjoy my beautiful Ireland. Yeah.
Do you, people talk about, you know, acting being an insecure career? I mean, you're very young, incredibly talented. Do you worry about that, or are you just excited for the future?
I'm excited for the future, Miriam. I'm not going to lie. It's fun. I'm taking everything a day at a time. I'm having as much fun as I possibly can, which is, I think, is the best way to get through it, because if you're too serious, it starts to become a little bit monotonous. So for me, I just have as much fun with the fans, with each project as I can. I spent 3 years, you know, studying to become an actor, and I've been out in the acting field for over 5 years. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm just enjoying everything. Yeah.
Finally, you're getting a lot of attention. You may get more after Friday. You're a very good-looking young man. How do you keep your feet on the ground? Is it your mother that keeps it grounded?
Yes, my mom will slap the head off me if I start acting Hollywood. So my family is a big, they really, really bring my feet down, and they make sure I stay grounded. And, you know, my friends make sure I stay grounded. Even just being in a place like Laytown, it's a small village. They're down-to-earth people. They're normal people, no pun intended. And yeah, just the community I keep around me is what keeps me grounded. So for me, I'm a very family oriented person. So that's a big part of it as well. My family are my everything, and my mom is my everything. So yeah, they keep me grounded.
Well, Clinton Liberty, and that is your real name, yes, which is just fantastic. It's my first time to meet you, and you're a beautiful young man, and it's been my privilege to chat to you. I wish you the very best on Friday night. I'm there, so I'll keep an eye out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in this morning, and we'll all watch your career with interest. And all the award nominees, by the way, are on ifta.ie.